Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, back with you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. It is that time of year as college basketball, the season, it is heating up, and we're continuing to highlight some of the teams out of the Big Ten Conference. Up next is the Iowa Hawkeyes. And wow, they are currently 5-5. They have had some losses like against Nebraska, Omaha, that I would think has caused the Hawkeye Nation to panic just a bit. Here to answer some of those questions, and we also are going to talk about his new book. It is titled 100 Things Iowa Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and that is a veteran sports writer. He wrote for the Des Moines Register for more than 35 years, and that is Rick Brown. It's his first time at SB Nation Radio. Good evening.
Good evening. You make me sound old there. Still going.
You're still going strong. But here we are. You know, we're a few weeks away from the start of conference play for Iowa. But kind of give us a pulse on, how the guys have played up to this point in the season.
Well, Iowa's biggest issue has been defense, as in a lack of defense. Haven't been able to stop anybody. Gave up 100 points to Memphis. Gave up 98 points to Nebraska-Omaha, game you mentioned that Iowa lost, but calmed everyone down with a upset victory over arch-rival Iowa State by 14 points, and Iowa's last game before a spring or fall semester break. So they play Northern Iowa in the Big Four Classic Saturday in Des Moines, and people are anxiously waiting to see which team shows up.
You know, when you dissect the Iowa schedule, you look at some of those games, quality opponents, Rick, that they have faced, as you were talking about, Virginia, Memphis, Notre Dame. But overall, when you stand back and you look at the schedule up to this point, did you think that they would be 5-5? I mean, what were your expectations coming into this season? Because they had a terrific run last year.
Yeah, you know, they lost four starters, so I don't think expectations were very high. And 10 of the 13 players on the roster are freshmen or sophomores. And so you expected some bumps in the road, but usually you don't lose to teams like Nebraska-Omaha at home. I think that one, people thought they would split one of the two games in Florida when they lost to Virginia and Memphis. But then no one expected them to beat Iowa State, which outweighs that. So I think they're probably just a game maybe off from where people expect it.
How much does that energize this team, you know, playing against a quality opponent out of the Big 12 Conference in Iowa State?
Well, it energized everyone because Iowa had given away a game in Ames the previous year, had a 20-point lead. Jared Utoff scored 30 points in the first half and just two in the second half, and Iowa State's Monte Morris hit a shot with 9 seconds to go to give Iowa State its first lead of the game, and that was the final score. So that was a bitter pill to swallow for this team. Had lost three straight to Iowa State. When you consider the way Iowa had been playing, like I said, no one saw this coming. So this team is energized, and they've shown they can play some defense, and now it's incumbent on them to continue to play that.
Rick Brown, veteran sports writer, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The title of his new book is 100 Things Iowa Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. There's some great stories in there, and we are very anxious to share that with all of you. But let's talk some more about the Hawkeyes because, you know, I had mentioned Virginia, Memphis, Notre Dame. Do you think this is going to pay big dividends, down the run? When you have a tough non-conference schedule, it's certainly not easy going through those stretches, but that's going to prepare you as you go on and hopefully be able to make a deep run in postseason play.
Yes, and that's what Coach Fran McCaffrey has mentioned when he talks about that schedule. Maybe a little too much for this team, but he thinks big picture-wise it's going to benefit the program, not only Big Ten season, but going beyond that as this team develops. He now starts three freshmen, which a lot of people hadn't expected.
Right.
And four different freshmen have scored at least 20 points in a game. That's never happened in his career. So there's a lot of positive points. It's just a matter of getting the confidence and the consistency.
Okay, veteran sports writer Rick Brown with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And let's turn the page now. Let's focus in on your brand new book, 100 Things Iowa Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So what do you want the reader to know? I mean, what it's jam-packed with, like I said, so many great stories in there. Kind of give us a sneak peek. And the holidays are here. I mean, it's the perfect gift for the holidays, right?
Right, yeah. It's more a look at some the history behind the history of some of the things. Iowa has a proud athletic tradition, you know. Starts with Mal Kinnick and giving his life in World War II on a training mission. Didn't want to take his plane back to the carrier because he was afraid he would harm some of his fellow mates there, so he took it down in the ocean and they never found it. From his legacy all the way to the great things, Fran McCaffrey's work to beat cancer. He and his wife, Margaret, their big issue now is pediatric cancer. They want doing what they can to see that go away. And just the historical moments and things that I think people find interesting, that Iowa not playing Notre Dame in football, canceling the game after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Things like that people maybe don't realize. Just trying to give them some interesting angles on history at Iowa.
Well, whether you have been a part of the crowd at Carver Hawkeye Arena or you know all the retired jerseys by heart, 100 Things Iowa Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die is the ultimate source for all things Iowa and a must-have for lifelong and rookie Iowa fans alike. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Rick, for being on the show this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
That, of course, was Rick Brown, veteran sports writer, as we're talking about his Iowa Hawkeyes. A very special thank you to all of our amazing lineup tonight. Charles Haley, we had Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies, and so many other special guests. Join us next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.